You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. I'm going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at Navan on this Sunday, March the 19th. Ground at time of recording is soft to heavy. 1 or 2 light rain patches are forecast this afternoon, but it is going to be testing ground at the County Kildare venue. And of course, with this being the first Irish meeting after the Cheltenham Festival, all eyes are going to be on Mrs. Walsh, Elliot and of course Jessica Harrington, who had a tremendous Cheltenham Festival. She's got several runners here today, and following her 3 wins at the festival, then good things are expected from not only her, but of course the other big 2 battalions here this afternoon. We begin the action with the 210, which is a European Breeders' Fund novices hurdle. Now all eyes here will definitely be on Balthazar Dallier, who finished a creditable second when the last time we saw him back in January, when he was second to Mezir Desobo in the Grade 1 Challow Hurdle at the Berkshire venue. And he got beat a couple of lengths by Island King's Charge that day. And with that horse, of course, going on to finish a very creditable third in the Neptune behind Willoughby Court, the form looks rock solid indeed. You only have to look a little bit further down the list to see the likes of Ami Dubois, who went on to win at Weatherby next time out, and indeed Cultivator, who's 6, Frank the form subsequently. So it's very, very strong form, that Challow Hurdle. And with the conditions riding on the soft side, and of course a win already under his belt over today's course, I think the step up in trouble definitely suits this individual this afternoon. With David Russell booked, I think Balthazar Dallier is very much the one to beat at the main expense of Augustine, who also comes here off the back of a win over the course.
Race 2.
Moving on to race 2 then, and there's no doubt that Chirico Vallis has the most natural ability in this field, but he clearly has a little bit of a screw loose as well, because he jinked out at a very early stage when we last saw him at Gowran. Clearly that's going to have to be at the back of punters' minds here today if you're thinking about piling in at a very, very short price. But there's no doubt that he's definitely got the most natural ability in this contest, as he's proven on his 2 starts previously, when he was particularly third to any second now at Navan. That would make him a very, very hard horse to beat in a race of this nature. Danger, well, that looks to be King's War, based on all-known form. That run behind Miss Marden at Navan the other day certainly reads well on paper. Back in third was Broken Soul. And Broken Soul, albeit he's got beaten a couple of times subsequently, he did, prior to that run, chase home Melon, of course, was a very creditable second in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. So King's War's form ties in quite nicely with 1 or 2 nice novices over in Ireland. Jeremy's Joy, a recruit off the flat. He'll love the conditions, and he's definitely one to keep an eye on. Now he's having his run for New Connections.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the 310. Very competitive fair here. Lil Shane took this race 12 months ago, and there's every chance that he'll do so again, coming here off the back of 2 solid second place performances at Navan and over this course and distance respectively. That run behind Master Memphis certainly teed him up for a good run here the last day, and he didn't let supporters down with an excellent run behind the very much in-form Henry de Bromhead train runner, A Dream Still Alive, who is a very, very tough nut to crack. Once he's got the bit between his teeth, and even though Lil Shane tried his hardest in the latter stage, he couldn't quite get by that very game front runner. But the pair pulled well clear of the rest of the field to suggest it's decent form. And Dilro, back in 5th that day, has represented that form to a reasonable standard by running well at Garrison. So the time figure and the form of that race looks pretty good. Santa Belinda, it was 4th that day, the horse that I've got a little bit of time for. I put him up that day when he finished 4th behind the main selection, Lil Shane. And he also ran well over this C&D behind Yaya Fizz the time before. So his profile's looking quite strong as well coming into this contest. So those would be my two against the field. Lil Shane, more predominantly, but also definitely have a little bit of a small saver on Sanibel Island.
Race four.
On to race number four then, which is a Grade 2 chase. Heading the list here is Atour Phil, who's been running to a fairly decent standard so far this season. He's managed to win three times over the larger obstacles. And although he got beat last time out at Leopardstown, it was in Grade 1 company, and they were going a Herculean gallop that day, as we've seen by the form set by the winner Disco at the Cheltenham Festival when he was a creditable third behind York Hill. Prior to that, he'd been a comfortable winner of a decent chase at Leopardstown. And the fact that he's got plenty of good speed figures against his name and knocking his head against some good horses over and on this season, he probably just gets the vote in favour of the Tullow Tank, who, of course, we've got to rely on bouncing back to form. This time last year, he was running to a very decent standard when he finished a creditable second to Gil Gambara in a Grade 1 novices chase. Like I say, his career path has been slightly checkered since. And we haven't seen him since he finished seventh in the Galway, played behind Lord Scoundrel. So you have to take his current well-being with a little bit of a pinch of salt. Double Seven, Mazel Tov, Nearly Narmed, all useful in their own right, make up the quintet. But Schwa Phil has definitely got the best form and the most current recent form as well to make him a fairly confident choice there in race number four.
Race five.
On to the 420 then, which is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Novice Chase Final, which brings together plenty of horses who've probably had this race in mind for quite some time. None more so than Oscar Knight, who was runner-up in this race last year, off a mark of just 109. But his subsequent performances have certainly been in keeping with the way the handicap has dealt him a couple of hammer blows recently, including a £10 rise for a win at Navan two starts ago when he beat the very, very improving Baldock, as easy as you like. Another good effort last time out at Leopardstown in the Paddy Power chase suggests that he certainly now deserves of his new mark of 136. Indeed, he probably would have won the Paddy Power chase had he not got involved in skirmishing at the 10th when there was a couple of fallers and he basically got stopped in his tracks. He did incredibly well to finish third that day. It was just an amazing effort. We know he's got form around this track, as he's proved in the past. And with the ground very much in his favour, I'd expect Oscar Knight to go very close there in the European Breeders' Fund final.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest, and my nap of the afternoon runs in the shape of On Top of the World from the Arthur Moore Stable. This horse, since he's been dropped down to the minimum trip on heavy ground and racing here at this track, he's been a rapid improver. His first sign of life came when he finished second to All the Chimneys here on the 21st of January. And he went on to reverse the form with his old enemy when he beat All the Chimneys here the last day fairly comfortably in the end. The handicapper has only raised in £4, which seems fairly lenient. And considering his speed figures also suggest he's very much on the improve, I'd expect Arthur Moore's charge to turn away this field quite comfortably on ground and a course that he absolutely adores.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and one or two nice horses are set to strut their stuff here in what looks a fairly decent bumper. The one that catches the eye here is Jets, who made a very nice introduction to his career by finishing fourth in a decent maiden hurdle behind Augustin. That form is obviously worth keeping an eye on as Augustin runs in the first race. But the likes of Miss Marden, who is second, she's run to a decent standard since. And one or two others in this race have gone on to give that form a decent boost. I'd expect Jets, obviously from an informed stable of Jessica Harrington, to go very close to winning that final bumper. That's it then for this afternoon. Thanks much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. My nap of the day is On Top of the World in the 4:55. Hope you'll be back plenty of winners here this afternoon at Navan. And we'll be speaking again towards the back end of the week when I'm going to be covering the Dundalk All Weather Card on Friday evening. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.